Thank you. I'm Dave Albers. I'm going to present two new class of 10 varieties for early to mid-season markets, DP 1028 B2RF and DP 1034 B2RF. Before I get into my discussion, I do want to acknowledge and thank the Monsanto cotton breeding team for their efforts in bringing these new varieties to us, and also thank the growers that were involved in our both our FACT trials and our new product exposure trials that we have in the field this year. I think they're very extremely helpful as we move these varieties out to market. Let's start with DP 1028. The experimental number that was tested under this year was 09R 615 B2R2. Early to mid maturity, smooth leaf pubescence. Primary regions that we see this variety going into are the upper mid-south and upper southeast. Very good fiber quality. We'll look at that compared to some checks in just a second. And with complemented also by very good storm resistance or storm proofness. To look at the plant growth characteristics first on the 1028, vigor was close, very similar to 0912. This plant is going to be a little bit taller than 0912, so growers need to be aware of that and look at it for growth regulator management. Slightly fewer nodes. It did start to fruit about with 0912, maybe slightly earlier. It was slightly later, though, about 15 DD60s later. That's could be from 2 to 3 or 4 days, depending upon location and year fall. And our string out and fallout ratings numbers are smaller, so that means less string out and less fallout. So 1028 tighter in the burr than 0912. Eric showed you earlier in his discussion of two of the other class of 10 releases this maturity chart. One thing I really feel like that the class of 10 is bringing with this lineup is a good complement of the maturity to the class of 9. See the 1028 falling later than the varieties like 0920 and 0924, so it's on the late end of the 20 group, and then 1034 looks like it's going to be a pretty much a true mid maturing variety, and that does travel well north, and so it for those areas, particularly in the southeast and some areas in the delta that historically have liked that true mid maturity, I think it's going to be a good fit in 1034 for those areas. Looking at the regional fit for 1028, it did very well east of Texas. This is compared to a standard set of checks, and you can read the list there, including the Phytogen 375, Stumble 4498, and the Fibermaxes in Texas, different parts of Texas. So certainly a strong performing variety in 1028, but particularly in the upper, we're going to focus in these maturities in the upper southeast and upper mid-south. So looking at those trials, what I would call our northern tier trials, this is out of our FACT data, the 1028 compared first to a couple of internal checks, the 0912. I think one thing you're going to see here with the 1028 is higher limp percent or turnout, and it came out basically a push, equal yields to 0912, but if you look at the fiber length, almost one and a half to two staple units longer, that 117 to the 112, 3/10 lower on Micronair, similar strength. So it did push the overall crop value up by a couple percentage points over the 0912. So we're looking at 1028 as a variety where growers are growing an early to mid like 0912, but to give it that little extra quality that the 1028 brings to the game. Also looking at the northern tier comparisons, 1028 compared to Stumble 4498 or the Phytogen 375, 6 to 7% yield advantage. You can see that slightly longer fiber length, just almost one staple unit longer to 200s longer, and that figures out to just about a 6% overall crop value advantage to the 1028 over those two competitors. We also looked at the stability graphs on the on the 1028 versus the Stumble 4498. Again, two things that just emphasize here, slightly higher R-squared or less scatter to the data. So we're certainly interested in bringing more stable varieties through the program, and the 1028 certainly appears to be that and does have that little bit of high-end yield kick. So I think most growers that have had 0912 and the kind of soils that 0912 fits, it appears the 1028 with the right growth regulator management is going to fit there as well. Moving on to the second variety, DP 1034 B2RF. It was tested as 09R999 B2R2. As I already mentioned, it fits in really in that mid-maturity, smooth leaf. Again, we're looking at upper southeast and upper mid-south. It's the primary areas that this variety will, regions that this variety will fit. Although I think this variety, the 1034, will travel south, particularly parts of the lower southeast and mid parts of the delta as well. I think as everyone recognizes that it's a very difficult year to assess varieties, and especially in the lower delta with the amount of rainfall, especially the late rainfall that we had. This variety does have good storm resistance, slightly tighter than 949, and a good fiber package. We'll compare that to some Czech varieties here in a second. The fruiting patterns and overall growth patterns we saw, in this case, comparing 1034 to DP 0949 is going to be a little bit later maturing variety, but I think the 1034, as we said, more in that mid-maturity range. If you go down to the DD60s versus the Czech, it is 20 to 25 DD60s earlier, so 2, 3, 4 days, depending upon where you're at, earlier than the 0949. It is going to start fruiting almost one node earlier than the 0949, and it is slightly tighter in the burr than the 0949. Which should help in some tough fall conditions. Regionally, again, very strong performance in the upper mid-south, upper southeast. Particularly, this variety can travel south as well, particularly in the lower southeast. But I think most what we'll be looking at and targeting in 1034 will be those areas where growers are looking for a true mid-maturing variety. Compared to a couple of internal checks, the 0935 and 0949, the 1034 had a very strong year this year. This is northern tier data. That's upper mid-south and upper southeast. Strong yield improvement over the 0935, almost 9% over the 0949. So it did travel north better than those other mids in the case of the 0935. And one staple unit longer, the 114 over 111, similar micronair and similar strength to the 0935. Couple of other mid to full checks or mid-maturity checks that we use, the Phytogen 485 and Stoneville 5458. Strong yield enhancement in that northern tier. Again, 1034, I think it's going to be best targeted with growers interested in a mid-maturity in the mid parts of the mid-south and the southeast and up to the upper parts of the southeast. It's going to have very strong performance there. Overall, we did look again at the stability of 1034, this time compared to the Stoneville 5458, and this is the belt-wide data we had available in December when we pulled this data together. The yellow dots and the dark line are representing the 1034, and you can see from one end of the yield scale to the other, the 1034 had very strong yield performance over the 5458 and R-square higher, meaning less scatter to the data. To summarize these two varieties, the 1028 first is an early to mid-maturing smooth leaf variety. Certainly improved staple length and micronair versus 0912 with outstanding yield potential, very similar to 0912 in that northern tier. So I feel like it's going to be a good variety for growers to look at if they're interested in that yield level in those kind of situations that 0912 fits, but with improved fiber. 1034, mid-maturity, it fits the northern tier. Growers looking for that true mid-maturing variety, smooth leaf, similar fiber quality to the commercial standards we looked at, and outstanding yield versus the commercial standards. At that point, I thank you and turn it back over to the chairman.